Because you got to think about it like this to keep it all the way on, like, to keep it all the way funky. Women is on because they get the Section 8 cribs. They can move quicker, mm-hmm. even when they're homeless they in the shelter.
Move, a young lady can move in a different kind of way that you and I can't.
Get all the benefits. Like, even the hood bitch with a Section 8 crib is still on because it's free.
Like, the law, all she got is go to school. The law treats you differently when you got a bitch in the car rather than
than
a nigga. You feel me? It's a whole nother different vibe. I've experienced that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what she was saying, what I was saying was, black women, it's this I.
Oh, it's me.
You know what I mean? Like as a black man, I can't get with no woman that's making more than me.
That's crazy.
Fuck the fact that she doing better than me.
Yeah.
She can't be making more than me.
Why is it that?
Because women, for some reason, black women respect the material. They respect the bright, shiny car. The six-figure job. You know what I'm saying? You have to shit on a black bitch in order for her to fucking respect you. That's the bottom line, bro. You can't be their equal. You can't be their counterpart. You can't be just as good. You have to be shitting on them in order for them to respect you, bro.
That's crazy.
That's the bottom line, for real. Because with a white John, if she's staying at home and you breaking your back, that bitch grateful. You feel me? She not going to be complaining. A black joint that stay at home mom, she gonna be complaining. My man going through it at the job. He like, man, I can't wait for my wife to get through fucking school because all she do is fucking complain. He like, yo, man, this bitch ain't worked since 2004, bro. He's like, since she been with me, she ain't had to really work. Like, I've been grinding, doing everything, paying her car note. All she gotta do is go to school and just take care of the kids. But she be bitching left and right. You got a white John, might not have that problem.
Yeah.
You got an Asian
John. What about the black chick down Atlanta? They got their own money.
They got their own money. That's what I'm saying. You got to boss up on bitches. And then what you got to realize, too, is these women is watching all of these shows, dog. And these women is it for real, for real.
They emulating the bitches on the show.
Right.
They emulating their shit. Right. They really emulating
but, what the but I mean, doing. But I mean, let's say a bitch that got her shit somewhat together. She ain't all the way there, but she got somewhat her shit going. And a nigga try to holler at her that's a steel mill worker. Or, you know, regular nigga trying to holler at it. The nigga doing good for himself too. He's thorough, but he ain't on that next bossed up level. You know what I'm saying? He not gonna be able to get there. Cause niggas is not every nigga's gonna be able to get to that boss status, bro. It's impossible. They're not. This is America, dog. They're not going to let niggas do it.
Or, regardless of that, it's just everybody can't be a boss.
Everybody can't be a boss. That's one. And then two, your lady. That's what I'm saying. Your lady. That's where your lady come in a factor at to get you to a boss.
What's wrong with not being a boss?
Not to me? Fuck you. Yeah. I don't need to be a boss. Let me be that low-key nigga. For real. I love low-key.
Me too.
I love low-key. Flying in right underneath the radar on niggas.
Yeah, I like low-key.
Oh, I ain't know that you had the... Yeah.
I love Lil Key.
Yeah. You'd be surprised, dog. Oh, my God.
But, like, I could be, like, y'all mean downtown where it's at because it'd be chilling.
It'd be chilling. See, I want a bitch that work out. Like, it's Saturday. Yeah, it's Saturday.
Me too, though.
And she in the gym now. Like, not right now, but...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We like the same type.
Like, she put time into herself.
Yeah.
Not sitting back, worrying what the fuck I'm doing. I can't stand it. Dog. Oh, my fucking gosh.
What are you doing?
Like, nah. I'd rather the bitch hit me up like, hey, babe, I just got done at the gym. I'm about to go in the shower. Hit me up. Hit me up later on, or I leave the door unlocked for you, or whatever. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not worrying about what I'm doing, where I'm at. Bitch, worry about yourself. Love yourself. Take care of yourself. Everything else will fall into place.
That is crazy, guys. I don't know, man. Or niggas ain't smart in books in school.
Don't get me wrong, too. Part of the reason why sisters feel that way is because niggas have allowed them to. Niggas have fucked up.
I think niggas is like academic.
Oh yeah, niggas is not.
That's
niggas,
the main character.
That's it right there.
And that's what them Texans, man.
That's what my
you
sister.
You can't pull a race yo, card, cause that's what my that sister, Asian yeah. boy you said was the only one that passed, not even the white boys. You gotta know your shit out here, yo, dog.
She said the amount of women, black women especially, that have degrees compared to men. She said it's the number is staggering. But she was like, we're not saying that you have to be degreed up to get with a black
woman. You gotta
woman,
be trained,
but you
though.
Gotta be right. You have to. Sure. You have to bring something
it
to
ain't
the table.
Even the degree, it's the math, it's man.
Your coins gotta add up. If you a plumber, your coins gotta
you
add
gotta
up.
You gotta pass the test,
if you a mechanic,
though.
Your coins
that mechanic
gotta add
math
up.
Is you took this as you gotta know that shit.
You
too.
Do.
You
do. You
gotta know that carpentry shit too.
You gotta know them formulas.
Yeah, you gotta know that shit. I don't fuck with nobody. So. You gonna have to know that. Because that's what's gonna discourage most motherfuckers.
Hey, from the right.
They don't be paying attention to school.
The they don't know. They can't. The ability, thoroughbred. This is one ability that most niggas do not possess.
What?
The ability to retain and store information. That's where niggas get fucked up at.
Why they can't retain the store information?
I have no clue, bro. I had to train myself to do it. Yeah. But what it is you have to slow everything down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you have to really tune out every fucking thing. What you saw on TV, mm-hmm. what you got going on in the back of your mind, consciously, subconsciously. You have to put it in your brain like, I'm going to memorize this shit.
Man.
I'm going to get this shit. I'm not going to let this shit whoop my ass. You got to look at it as a challenge. And you don't want this challenge to overcome you. Even if you get upset because you're not understanding it.
You always
that's
had good
memory?
Thing.
Fuck no. Hell no. Uh-uh.
Why not?
I mean, it's just something that you got to practice, though. You know what I mean?
Repetitive memory?
Repetitive memory. You got to practice it. You have to practice. Because if you don't, I mean, like I said, this just goes with...
Your sister do, don't they?
Yeah, this just goes
girls with... Girls remember quicker.
You, oh, yeah, girl, women don't forget shit, bro. Women do not forget nothing. Don't never let a woman tell you, oh, I forgot. Bitch, you a fucking lie. You a lie. Don't hit me with that you forgot. You ain't forget shit.
That's crazy. Why you gotta be balls up to the benches, man?
I mean, you just got to be doing. You got to be doing better than them. You can't be doing on the same level.
But why do they worry about what you're doing if you ain't gonna share the cake unless you married
know.
And got kids though?
I don't
understand the bitches on that.
Because bitches like to talk. Bitches like to sit in the group gatherings together and talk. That's what it be all about.
Oh, so they in competition. Really, it ain't even about us. It's about
shitting on other bitches and just outdoing each other. It's all a competition. It's all a competition.
For what,
bro?
Though?
Listen, she told me, my sister and girlfriend, I want to bomb too. So bad. Let me show my phone. She was like, yeah, her job. She was like, it was a white girl that just got, they brought on. And they told her that her and the white girl are competing with each other. And she's like, I don't understand. How am I competing with somebody who only has one degree and I have three?
Yeah.
That goes back to what she was saying. She was like, they are fearful of the black man in the workplace, but they don't respect or really acknowledge the black woman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you see a black woman in an establishment and she's being treated fairly, it's because they fucking have to. It's because eyes are watching to make sure that they're not doing that glass ceiling bullshit, keeping minorities out of a certain company. Because there's some companies out here that do that. You'll walk in. No black people.
A lot
people.
Of Asians got it done. They just work for themselves.
They work for themselves, man.
That's
the Asians is disciplined. They some disciplined ass people, bro. For real.
Yeah.
They like the Jewish, man. Their money will touch 19 Asian people's hands before it touched the outside hand. For real. That's how Jewish people is 12 people. 12 Jewish people. Their money has to go through 12 Jewish people before it can leave their circle. That's crazy.
Damn, Asian Jones even crazy.
The Asian Jones, like I said, yo, in the Vietnam War, this is a fact. The soldiers was injecting the children with some fucking vaccine, and the Japanese, the Vietnam soldiers was chopping off the arms of the children that had been vaccinated because they didn't want no fucking help from the U.S., even though we were fighting against them. and we're still trying to help the people in Vietnam. Them soldiers did not want no help from the U.S., so they would chop off the kid's arm if they received that vaccination, bro. That's how disciplined Asian people are.
Damn.
Like, that's some raw shit.
They've been like that since Japan with the samurai. Kill yourself if you get caught.
Yo. Them motherfuckers is like... Matter of fact...
alien discipline?
I told you the Bruce Lee story. This is one scene, bro, where he's teaching this class and this kid brings him this scroll from the... from one of them dojo people and shit.
Is he open?
And they told him, they was like, we don't want you showing our martial arts to the black and the white. They are our enemy. Like, what?
Yeah, he's showing too much. They had to get him out of here.
They got him out of here. For real. That's my, after watching, that's what I thought. I'm like, oh, they definitely got Bruce Lee out of here. They definitely did.
He was showing too much.
But they disciplined, bro. Us black folks, we ain't like that. And even if we tried to, they would infiltrate. They would infiltrate us.
Because I don't think nobody disciplined as them, though.
What, Asian?
They bitches in check. Yo.
You get one that fuck with you, though?
Yeah, they good. Yeah, they bred to be good ones.
Honestly, though, the Korean people, they don't dislike us. They like us. Mm-hmm. They like us because we are like them. Matter of fact, they see what the destruction of white men. You know what I'm saying? They've seen it from thousands of years ago. So that's why the Asians, they look at us a certain kind of way, but deep down inside, they fuck with us on the low. Mm-hmm. On the low. But white people,
they know they're the devil.